Good morning, everyone. I'm blessed to be here this morning with you all, with God's people, brothers and sisters. It's a blessing to be here. Back to the song that we sang here, 696, Take Time to Be Holy. It says, speak oft with the Lord, abide in Him always, and feed on His Word. Make friends of God's children. I believe that's talking about brothers and sisters, as we do right here. The world rushes on, spend much time in secret. That means time, spend time with the Lord. Be calm in thy soul, each thought and each motive beneath His control. All our thoughts, they need to be under, need to be controlled. I've been thinking about God's holiness for a while. It's been some weeks that I've been thinking about what is that? What does it all mean to us? God's holiness. If we are surrendered to the Lord, I think holiness goes right with it. We cannot hardly separate those. Before we start, though, I want to go back to Genesis there a little bit, where in the Garden of Adam and Garden of Eden, where God made the garden, God made the animals, God made Adam and Eve there. Created them. And I think that was a place, it was a holy place. But Satan came there and he destroyed that. And also in Leviticus, Leviticus 11, verse 45 says, for I am the Lord that bringeth up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. So I just what I said here about the Garden of Eden, I think there was holiness, was there. And since sin came there, it disappeared. There, the holiness, it was not that way after that. And also looking here at this verse here in Leviticus is when the Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt, God wanted them to be, it says, ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. So He wanted them to be a holy people. He had a plan for His people. And it just, I guess my eyes got opened up a little bit, you know, as I studied into, looked into this, what is holiness? And there's a lot of holiness found in the Old Testament. It's been from the beginning, God is a holy God. He's not, he cannot accept sin. He is a holy God, and He has always been, and He always will be. A couple of places in the Old Testament where holy is mentioned, or in Exodus 3, verse 5, it's where Moses, where the burning bush was, and Jesus, God told Moses to take his shoes off because it was holy ground. And he did. So that's mentioned there. Let's turn to Exodus 33 from 17. Let's read from 17 to 23. Exodus 33. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Moses was wanted to see God's glory. He was requesting that. In verse 18 it says, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And in verse 20 he says, thou canst not see my face, for no man shall see me and live. And I've been thinking about that. It's the holiness. I think we as human people, we will never understand the holiness of God's holiness here on earth to the fullness. We will never experience to the fullness of the holiness here on earth. God is so holy, he didn't even show the face of to Moses there. And it was interesting, he said that he should stand on a rock in a cliff, and as he passes by, he held his hand in front of him, but he seen the back parts of God. And that made me think that God is a holy God. Let's turn to, let's read in Exodus chapter 34, starting in verse 28. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tablets the words of the covenant and the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony of Moses in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of the face shone. And they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with him. And afterward the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them commandment all that the Lord had spoken. with him in the Mount Sinai, and till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon the face again until he went to speak with him. Moses spent 40 days and 49 nights there with the Lord. Something happened there that Moses did not even realize. And that was, his face was shining when he came down. And it just amazes me. It made me think, we need to spend time with the Lord to receive what Moses did. He spent time with the Lord. And I think it's a very good example that the more time we spend with the Lord, the more of him we'll see, and the more holy, more of his holiness we will see. And we can, as we go out to people around us, they'll see a difference. In the Amplified Version, in 1 Samuel 2, 1 and 2, I'm going to read it here. It's the where Hannah prayed. Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices and triumphs in the Lord. My horn strength is lifted up to the Lord. My mouth has opened wide to speak boldly against my enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God." I was just encouraged by that she could see that there is no one holy like the Lord. There is only Lord, our Lord, our God, our Lord. First Peter 1, verse 15 and 16 reads as, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy." And that's what, those are, I think it's coming back from, probably from Leviticus there. And those are God's words, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And in verse 15 it says, "In all manner of conversation." And I had to think about that, you know, in whatever we say or where we at. "Be ye holy, for I am holy." There is sometimes maybe sad, why does God not change? Why does God not change? And it's could be different things. I would like to hear your thoughts. Maybe sometimes if you have some, you can share them with me later. But I think God cannot change, because if he would change, he would change for the worse. He would change for less than he is, because he cannot get better. He is up high, the Holy One. As we look at the if we look back in Jesus' life when he was here on earth, he many, many times referred back to his Father and that he needed it. He needed that connection. He even went to separate sometimes to pray and spend time alone with God. And I think it's the same way. We need to have that connection. We need to have that relationship with the Lord. Without that, we cannot be holy without having that relationship with the Lord. I do also believe that we cannot have holiness in our life without having that new birth in our life. We need to have that connection with the Lord. We need to have a source to draw that from. Like, just an example, as Jesus was here on earth, he had a source where he got the strength from. And the same way it's in our life, that to be holy and have a walk with the Lord, we need to have to experience the new birth, and that we can do that. And there's also, if we to live a holy life, we will need to have a separation from the world. We need to cut off those things. We cannot be holy and do the worldly things. They do not go together. We need to live for Christ, and he will give it to us. And I don't think we're ever going to understand to the fullness of God's holiness here on earth. I think we only place where we're going to experience that is when we're going to be with him in heaven. I think that's when we're going to be fully understand what God is. Let's turn to Revelations 4, from 4 through 11. Revelations 4, starting in verse 4 through 11. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are 7 spirits of God, and before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And the midst of the throne and round about the throne were the 4 beasts full of eyes before them and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast like a flying edge. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle, and the fourth beast had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and the rest not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." I was thinking about verse 10 there, where they worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. And one day, it's going to be that we can be with him if we're faithful to him. So I leave that with that.